This is John Batchelor. The pandemic's behind us, but the damage done to major cities, center cities, is not. Commercial real estate. The alarm bells are ringing now. The amount of mortgages come due in these next years to 27 is more than $2 trillion, says the Wall Street Journal. Buildings right now are being marked down 50, 60, 70%. Speaking with colleague Chris Regal about what this looks like across America, he has business in many cities, major and secondary cities. Manhattan and San Francisco stand out, but Los Angeles and Chicago are not far behind, and all of the cities are going to deal with the fact that the big commercial buildings that were filled with workers are no longer filled, either work at home or simply the cities are no longer viable. That would be San Francisco for the immediate future. Here's Chris Regal on commercial real estate coming due and not being able to pay the mortgage.
John, now you're starting to enter a cycle of fear, and that drives the greatest danger. We're routinely seeing examples of buildings that may be profitable, may be viable, but banks are starting to write off the sector and not loan in the sector. So that could accelerate the crash or accelerate the correction, where in a San Francisco, in a New York, it's understood that there will be very large write-downs on buildings that might be 50%, 60%, 70%. But in busier environments, Atlanta, Chicago, others, you still have bankers that are afraid to loan on commercial real estate because of the problem coming to the sector. And that's creating a credit crisis within commercial real estate where companies are not able to refinance, and then they're turning buildings back to the banks.
More of this later. Thank you.